Lawyers in the Northern Territory say the focus on the youth justice system ought to widen to take in conditions for women in prison. A recent review of territory prisons found women's cells were overcrowded, inappropriately located within male prisons, and that programs offered to men were not available for women. Felicity James reports from Darwin.
Former prisoner Rocket is on a suspended sentence and last year spent time in the women's section of Darwin Prison for drug offences. She says the prison's built for men and women were an afterthought.
I think the women's and children's unit is right next to the, like, where all the pedophiles and, like, the worst of the worst are. So good old pedophile can just look over the fence at the little babies and stuff. It's absolutely ridiculous. There was obviously no forethought or even afterthought put into the, like, where we were placed.
Late last year, Queensland public servant Keith Hamburger delivered a report on the Northern Territory's correction system. He recommended separate prisons for women in Darwin and Alice Springs instead of the current situation where they're within the male prison. And he drew special attention to the areas for women with children.
It's not set out real well at all. Like, we can't go anywhere or do anything within the prison without having an escort because there's males everywhere. Yeah, it's just a man's prison, really.
In Alice Springs, legal aid lawyer and president of the Territory's Criminal Lawyers Association, Russell Goldflam, regularly visits clients at the prison.
They're still in a terrible state. We've got a facility that was originally built to house up to 25 women, and at times there've been upwards of 70 inmates in that area, and they've had to build a demountable and a bit of an extension on here and there to try and cram everybody in, but it's awful, really.
He says the prison can't deal with rising female prisoner numbers.
But what nobody guessed at, let alone actively predicted, was that there was going to be an explosion in the number of women being locked up for serious sentences of imprisonment. And that's tragically what's happened.
Rocket says even with the extra space at Darwin's new prison, there's been overcrowding in the women's section.
There's people sleeping on floors. It's absolutely ridiculous. There's three people to a one-person bedroom. It's been quite overcrowded. And, I mean, it was overcrowded. It was always going to be overcrowded from the time we first got there.
Russell Goldflam says women in Alice Springs most commonly find themselves in prison after committing violent offences against their partners.
Over and over again, we've heard pleas in the Supreme Court for women who are pleading guilty to seriously harming their own partner by stabbing him after a pattern of years of abuse where they'd been bashed and beaten by their partner or other men.
But suitable programs for these women for rehabilitation and education are lacking, according to Mr. Goldflam. Keith Hamburger's report came to the same conclusion and also found that female prisoners weren't being given work to help them get a job on the outside.
Because the great majority of prisoners in the Alice Springs and Darwin jails are men, more than 90%, I think, most of the programs that are available for education or for rehabilitation are designed for and are accessible only to men.
The Territory's Corrections Department has not provided a comment to the ABC, but the Corrections Minister, Natasha Files, says she's aware there's been a growth in female prisoner numbers.
It's certainly something that I'm focused on because I think we need to look at why there's been this growth, what programs are in place, what supports, because we know if we have strong women in communities, we have safer communities.
But the Minister cannot confirm whether extra funding will be put towards female prison programs and accommodation in the next budget.
Felicity James.